alarm bells over greenhouse gases.
The numbers, no question. They're a sobering reality check.
Houston send-off for the 41st president.
Today, the final farewells.
Five missing after military jets crash.
Two have been recovered and taken to the hospital.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. New scientific reports are out. One says greenhouse gas emissions are accelerating like a speeding freight train. Climate challenges once thought to be far off, now closing in. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor.
Yes, scientists do now describe the accelerated pace of the growth of greenhouse gas emissions as unprecedented.
We cannot continue with rising emissions.
Professor Gail Whiteman, climate change expert. Three studies released by the Global Carbon Project show what President Trump says he does not believe. Dire consequences like fires and flooding, thought to be decades away, could be here by 2030. Greenpeace climate change advisor Jens Matthias Clausen says time for talk is over.
There's a lot of politicians who talk about all these things that they want to do and all the long-term goals and all the strategies that they have, but in terms of action, we're just not seeing it.
One example of the immediate impact of climate change, Beijing, where CBS's Ben Tracy reports.
Toxic clouds of pollution block out the sun and make simply breathing in cities like Beijing hazardous for your health. Now, a lot of the carbon emissions here are from burning coal. China produces 27% of the world's global emissions, and they are expected to rise 4.7% this year. The U.S. is the world's second worst polluter, accounting for 15% of global emissions. The European Union and India round out the top four.
Well, the scene has shifted now from Washington to Houston for the final tributes for the nation's 41st president, George H.W. Bush. His state funeral featured an emotional send-off from his son, the 43rd president.
The best father a son or daughter could have.
CBS's Steve Futterman is in Houston.
Throughout the night, the residents of Houston and beyond said farewell.
It's emotional to see the goodbye, I guess.
You had some tears.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was trying to hold it together.
This man flew in from Fort Lauderdale with his 99-year-old World War II veteran father.
We knew we had to be here.
Today, the last farewells. There will be one more memorial service here in Houston, this one a bit more personal. Country music stars the Oak Ridge Boys and Reba McEntire will perform. Then the body will be taken by train led by Locomotive 4141 to College Station, Texas, where Mr. Bush will be laid to rest at the Bush Presidential Library. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Houston.
Overseas, two U.S. crew members have been found in the water off the Japanese coast after the collision of two Marine Corps planes, a fighter jet and KC-130 refueling aircraft. Five others are missing. Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
We don't know what went wrong, but both planes ended up in the water. We know that there were five crewmen aboard the KC-130 and two aboard the F-18. The F-18 is equipped with ejection seats, which allow the crew to punch out in just a matter of seconds. The C-130 crew does not wear parachutes.
Well, last year, a KC-130 crashed in Mississippi, killing all 16 on board. Now, military investigators say it was caused by mistakes during maintenance 6 years earlier. Corrosion in a propeller blade that flew off and hit the fuselage at 20,000 feet was not detected. Ashley Kundrat's husband among those killed.
This was not an act of God. This could have been prevented. The guys could still be here with us today had they just done their job.
The Larry Nassar sex assault scandal plunged USA Gymnastics into turmoil. Now, as CBS's Dana Jacobson tells us, it's filed for bankruptcy.
The organization says the filing will help resolve claims made by Nassar's sexual abuse survivors, calling it a critical first step in rebuilding the community's trust.
I don't see how anybody can trust that organization.
Jessica Howard is a former Team USA gymnast and board member. She, too, was a victim.
USA Gymnastics has made absolutely no changes that have affected victims, survivors.
The filing would stop all 100 lawsuits from proceeding, including a complaint by the U.S. Olympic Committee that seeks to revoke USA Gymnastics' status as a national governing body.
Bad crash in central Illinois. A semi-trailer going the wrong way on an interstate collided head-on with a school bus carrying a high school basketball team. The driver of the truck and an adult on the bus were killed, 10 others injured. Dana Brown is a high school official.
We will have support in place for students and parents and staff members.
One teenager was killed when his school bus was rear-ended by a truck in northern Indiana. Forecasters say a major storm system will generate by the weekend with snow and ice from North Texas stretching into the western Carolinas. Rain and thunderstorms for other parts of the southeast. The drug maker Mylan has expanded a recall of blood pressure medication. An ingredient in Valsartan was found to contain trace amounts of a chemical that can be a cancer causer. CBS's Dr. Tara Narula.
The risk of getting cancer from the contaminated drugs is very small, so patients shouldn't stop taking it. In fact, stopping blood pressure medications abruptly can cause risks, including heart attack, stroke, and heart failure.
An infant ibuprofen maker is recalling products sold under the Walmart, CVS, and Family Dollar brands because they may contain higher amounts of the pain reliever than recommended. Today, Michigan becomes the first state in the Midwest to allow for recreational marijuana use. Voters approved it last month. Stuart Carter has a medical marijuana shop in Detroit, and he says it'll be a while before he and others can expand sales.
They're not going to take applications for about a year, and then there's going to be the vetting process.
China is calling on Canada to release a telecom executive who's been detained. The woman has been suspected of trying to sidestep American curbs on trade with Iran. She could be extradited to the U.S. Could be a queasy day for people with money in the stock market. The Dow fell 799 points on Tuesday. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says after a day off, the sell-off is poised to continue.
This morning, we see a continuation of what was going on Tuesday, and that is a combination of two big factors. Investors are worried that economic growth could slow down. President Trump reminded everyone that the U.S.-China trade dispute, it's far from resolved.
New fitness standards for military recruits. Here's CBS's Jim Shenavy.
Is America's military too fat? The Pentagon must think so. It's announced a new program to help potential recruits get ready for the new version of the Army Combat Fitness Test, which has been beefed up now to make sure readiness is not compromised. To pass, recruits must perform a 3-repetition maximum deadlift, a 250-meter sprint drag carry, a 2-mile run, and 2 minutes of hand-release push-ups. Commanders say it's all about weeding out less combat-ready candidates. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
Well, ceremonies tomorrow will mark the 1941 attack by the Japanese on Pearl Harbor that brought the U.S. into World War II. And for the first time, no survivors of the USS Arizona will attend the event. Most are nearing 100 years old. 16 who are at Pearl Harbor plan to be there. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.